Item number four.咁啊，貨委員嘅 information 啦，就係話我哋今日仲有 item 4 item 5 同 item 6 嘅 item 5咧就係 progress report from task force， 咁我哋就唔會逐個委員會報告㗎啦，咁我哋 paper 已經 table 咗，大家如果大家有意見咧先講㗎啫，咁嗰度大概係逾五分鐘時間啦，咁 item 6咧應該係 AOB。咁如果大家冇乜嘢呢，咁嗰度都應該係兩分鐘時間㗎啫。咁即係話我哋而家即係如果我哋要5:09之前開完個會呢，咁我諗呢個 agenda 我哋希望可以用30分鐘時間去處理。咁當然啦，如果大家覺得欲罷不能嘅時候，咁我都會奉陪㗎。咁好。以下是 presentation by Very Hong Kong， 是 on collaborate Hong Kong 這個項目啦。咁我哋成員啦 ，Mrs. Margaret Brook 同埋Mr. Christopher Law 咧，咁佢哋都係 Very Hong Kong Foundation 嘅重要人物啦。咁佢哋今日都會嚟同我哋講講，即係佢哋嗰個 initiative。咁另外仲有話佢哋有位同事叫做 Miss Ruth Lee， Ruth Lee 係 Lands Department 嘅，咁佢亦都係會，如果係關於有任何關於土地land issue 咧，咁佢亦都會回應。我睇下 member 會唔會有需要 declare interest。如果冇噶 ，I'd like to invite Margaret。Margaret 你可以去開始你個 presentation。
2012年啊，使唔使撳？由2012年開始咧，咁就 Very Hong Kong 咧就舉辦咗好多嘅活動，咁就係咧同政府借一啲公共嘅地方，咁就喺坊間咧就有唔同嘅文化團體啊，或者係其他嘅社福團體咧，佢哋用呢啲公共空間咧要嚟做文化表演啊，或者咧係一啲嘅教育啊，或者咧係其他嘅活動。咁喺呢個過程中呢，我哋就發現咗呢，就其實喺公眾間呢，佢哋係有好大嘅嘅動力同埋嘅需求呢，係可以運用呢啲公共嘅空間呢，要嚟做一啲文化福利啊、教育啊，或者呢係改善嗰、那個城市嘅一啲嘅 initiative 嘅。咁所以呢，而家呢我哋就今日想同大家介紹呢，就係我哋一個新嘅架構，就係叫做 Collaborate Hong Kong。 咁今日亦都好希望呢各位可以俾多啲意見俾我哋，咁就等我哋可以能夠做得好啲啦，咁最好呢可以能夠幫到香港嘅海濱嘅發展嘅。咁呢、這個我哋新嘅呢、這個叫Collaborate Hong Kong， 或者係呢叫做非常協作，咁係咩呢？咁其實呢香港有好多嘅社福團體啦，咁佢哋其實呢有好多大有好多細，咁尤其是呢就唔係好大嗰啲呢，其實佢哋對於點樣去同政府申請一啲地或者一啲閒置嘅建築物要嚟做一啲短期租約呢，跟住呢就去做一啲同城市嘅建設，或者呢係同個社會福利，或者呢係同教育呢可以有貢獻嘅嘢呢。好多團體呢其實佢哋唔係好識得點樣去做呢個申請。咁所以呢我哋今次呢其實呢就係一班Very Hong Kong 一班嘅專業嘅人士咧，咁我哋有測量師啦、規劃師、建築師，咁有律師、有會計師咁。咁我哋咧係組成一個新嘅一個志願嘅團體，非盈利嘅。咁咧就係提供專業嘅意見咧，幫助香港嘅唔同嘅呢啲嘅社福機構同埋咧係其他嘅非盈利團體咧，幫助佢哋咧可以同政府去申請。咁例如佢哋申請過程中，我哋可以教佢點樣先符合各式各樣嘅建築物條例啊、規劃嘅條例啊。咁就同埋咧教佢點樣去填啲 form 啊。咁亦都咧喺有啲環境咧，我哋亦都去鼓勵佢哋咧先做好公眾嘅諮詢，咁等佢哋咧可以嚟之前咧，佢哋就已經咧得到一定程度嘅社會嘅支持，咁先至咧同政府去申請嘅。嗱，咁其中例子就係、是、地政署有提出嘅，香港有800個呢啲嘅空置嘅土地咧，係佢哋係提出嚟，希望可以市民尤其是非盈利團體咧，可以同佢哋申請嚟使用，咁就係、是、使用咧就攞一啲嘅短期嘅租約咁樣嘅。咁就包括喺海濱啦，咁其實咧都有10個呢啲咁樣嘅土地嘅。咁如果能夠有啲唔同嘅社福機構咧，可以同你哋申請咧，跟住做一啲短期租約，其實都唔係壞事嚟嘅。咁呢啲西 location 喺堅尼地城啊、鲗魚涌啊、柴灣、觀塘、深水埗咁，到度都有嘅。咁如果能夠有呢啲嘅組織咧，可以佢哋喺同你哋申請之前，佢哋已經做曬功課，即係我哋工作就係幫佢哋咧做足啲功課，咁就亦都咧可以可以做一定程度喺地方嘅諮詢，咁你哋去考慮佢哋嘅申請嗰時咧，就會比較容易啦，或者比較簡便啦咁樣。咁其他嘅地塊，咁好多亦都唔係喺海邊，喺海邊嘅，咁亦都好多喺其他，甚至有係啲喺山上啊，有啲空置嘅學校喺山上。咁如果有啲社福團體想做呢啲嘢咧，咁我哋都會盡量幫得佢就盡量幫嘅。嗱，咁建築或者係嗰個地塊嘅大細咧，其實唔係最緊要嘅地方。對我哋嚟講咧，就算一塊好細嘅地，咁如果好多街坊咧，佢哋一齊通過呢個地咧，可以建立一個好嘅互相幫助嘅關係，因而咧建立一個社區嘅網絡，咁最後咧提升所謂社會資本，咁呢個咧其實已經好好嘅。咁所以土地嘅大小其實唔係好緊要。咁我知道咧，其實呢啲大部分土地都係好細好細嘅。咁但係我哋大小唔拘嘅，咁但喺呢個過程中咧，其實最緊要咧就係幫助呢啲團體，等佢哋識得去喺個技術上咧去處理呢啲事情。嗱，咁而家大家都知啦，即係呢啲一扎土地，就算係幾十平米嘅大細咧，分分鐘咧都要知會最少係7個，有時咧可能係10幾20個唔同嘅政府部門嘅，咁所以如果唔識咧，就好多時真係唔知點做，同埋好多時咧會成個過程咧會搞到好多好多個月，甚至於咧經年累月咧都申請唔到嘅。咁呢啲咧就係我哋希望可以提供一啲嘅一啲嘅專業意見嘅一啲嘅地方啦。咁喺以往呢9個月咧，其實我哋呢一個考慮其實同埋研究咧，我哋係大概9月前開始啦。我哋最初開始咧，其實去訪問咗好多唔同嘅社福團體，包括社聯啦，亦都有聖雅閣啦，亦都有例如係明愛啦，咁但係都有好多小嘅團體嘅。咁尤其是中小型咧，佢哋係其實真係唔識得點樣去做嘅。咁大嘅其實亦都唔係真係咁容易嘅，對佢嚟講，就算係一個好成熟嘅團體咧，好多時都搞好耐嘅。咁佢哋希望可以能夠有人可以幫到佢哋啦。咁呢個工作咧，其實喺去年嘅11月開始，咁呢個我哋最初咧就係做所謂叫做桌面嘅研究啦，即係 desktop research 啦，咁跟住咧就去做好多嘅聚焦小組同埋一單對單嘅訪問。訪問做完咧，我哋就喺今年嘅3月就咧做咗一堆嘅工作坊。咁我哋點做呢？咁我哋喺香港九龍新界就揀咗唔同嘅位，咁有成100幾個唔同嘅社會嘅人士參加。咁佢哋為就住呢啲唔同嘅位咧，佢哋會出謀獻策，就話嗱，如果喺一個咁嘅閒置嘅小學，或者咧係一個公共空間，有啲喺海邊嘅添，咁佢哋會諗下啊，如果係一個非盈利嘅團體去做一個短期租約，佢哋可以點做咧咁樣？ 咁同埋佢哋都同我哋提出意見咧，就係、究竟我哋可以點樣可以幫到佢咧？咁咁喺今年嘅五月咧，咁我哋就將當時嘅工作坊嘅結論咧，就公諸於世。咁嗰陣時我哋做咗個所謂工作坊嘅高峰會啦，咁亦都係開放嘅，咁請咗啲大眾同埋公眾人士咧，係可以聆聽一個報告嘅。咁、那個高峰會都幾開心，幾成功嘅，好多人都俾咗好多好嘅意見俾我哋。咁跟住落嚟啦，就由五六月到而家啦，咁埋頭苦幹咧，我哋就寫報告啦。咁今日咧就啱啱好咧，我哋嘅報告係可以公諸於世啦。咁就今日係我哋啱啱將佢咧放咗上網上嚇。嗱、好啦，咁究竟成個研究即係？得到我哋裏面有啲乜嘢嘅研究內容呢？喺呢度呢，我就請阿 Maggie 就 Mrs. Brook 呢就同我哋講一講。
Thank you. As Chris said, we did speak to an awful lot of people about this and how it might be the best way we could help community groups of all types to take some of their things, ideas and initiatives forward. And the three major items that they came up with was they really diddid want some sort of independent non-government collaboration platform, which would provide, very hopefully as low cost as possible, advice, help, education, capacity building, whatever you call it, to try and help them put together proposals that would be understood by government and could be processed by government and hopefully lead to more streamlined approvals. They also were looking for help with identifying funding, and how they should tackle going about getting policy support for the proposals they wish to put forward. Everyone understands that they have to have the support of government in what they wish to do with some of these sites and some of the premises, but a lot of people find it very difficult to understand just how they go about getting it and exactly what it is when you ask for policy support. And then the third one was that they all believe, and these are all non-for-profits and mostly trying to deliver public benefit, they really do like to get very much engaged in public engagement so that within their neighbourhoods they're absolutely sure they have the support for what they want to do. The framework we came up with is a sort of two-part collaboration framework. There's the Collaborate Hong Kong platform, which really is the advice and advisory platform that we're trying to put together. And then the other half of that, which most people who were involved in the discussions felt were important, was some sort of one-stop coordination service from government, so that you did not have a small organisation having to try and tackle some of these 7 to 20 different departments required when they wanted to get their approvals, and that someone would be there within government who would help coordinate this and steer them in the right direction generally. The objectives of Collaborate Hong Kong are basically four and mostly covered. To enhance Hong Kong's livability, really. We're not a livelihood organisation, but we do hope to improve livability in Hong Kong and quality of life. And if people are finding life stressful, maybe having additional uses and services that can be provided by the vacant sites and underutilised buildings, which they can improve and then manage and look after, could bring quite a lot of benefit. We'd like to provide the advisory and collaboration and networking platform that we've described, and to encourage creative and innovative use of spaces. It is very interesting, the range of uses that quite a lot of community groups have come forward with, both for STTs and other vacant spaces which they've identified, and how this could really lead to greater social interaction. And then to build a community capacity so that the various groups have somewhere they can come to get know-how, so expertise, help with putting together proposals and taking them forward. The roles that we propose Collaborate Hong Kong would play is to provide the professional advice. We've had a lot of volunteers from young professionals from all sorts of institutions and organisations who would be very happy to contribute what they know and their expertise and time to help with put these proposals together. We want to build capacity for the community groups so that more ideas get implemented. And we want to help evaluate what they're putting forward so that when proposals come to government, they do touch all the bases, they do fulfil everything that government needs to know in order to take them forward in a smoother way. We want to also liaise with different government departments and give support and help where we can. But each of these proponents will deliver their own proposal. All we're doing is trying to provide a framework and help for them to do it better, easier, and a smoother way. And we also want to assist where we can in their search for funding, because quite a lot of really nice proposals get quite well down the line and then find they can't identify the right funder with the right is the sort of project that's being put forward, and then also to monitor performance afterwards, because I think from a transparency and accountability point of view, it has to be made certain that people who get use of public land and who maybe have used some public resources also then stick with what they've said they're going to deliver and make sure they deliver it and look after it and manage it and maintain it in the way it should be. So, what role would a government one-stop coordination service play? Well, to be honest, there's been, I know, recently quite a lot of help from government that were really thinking of ways that they might help various applications be proceeded with. We think it's important there is one place that you can actually make an application and not have to go round and deliver things to all sorts of different departments and bureaus. With the STTs, we know that that would now be the application would be made to the Lands Department, and then that would be processed until the tenancy situation comes about, and then maybe they get help from Development Bureau going forward with the implementation. But that's being put into place, and more details will be available later. We think it's important that the disposals are proposals are circulated in a coordinated way, and there was assistance in obtaining policy support if we've got it from the district councils and district officers beforehand. Obviously, these are not going to ignore what's going on in the neighbourhood already. They have to have their own district support and people behind them, and then they can make the applications to government. Then we also need to assist with project proponents in obtaining required licences, and that would be very helpful. We have been in the past really quite lost as sometimes as to where we should go. We've now learnt, but it would be very helpful if there was some help in government in directing people to the right place and to the right applications. It works quite straightforwardly, I think, or it would do, we're open to any proposals really that have public benefit and are being done for not-for-profit. And if people want to come to collaborate and get help or advice, they'll approach us with a specific idea. We would do help them with the planning. But I say, this is a support process. They would be taking their own thing forward, their own proposals and their own ideas, but we would help, and we'd also help them arrange public engagement. We would then look at project validation so that make sure that their proposal is full and contains all the information that government needs in order to take it forward, and then would help them submit the proposal in the format that's required. When it comes to execution, after they've had approvals, they would undertake the execution, but again, there will be experts and people available from Collaborate to help support and tell them where to go and help with costings, that type of thing. And afterwards, again, the evaluation to make sure they maintain, deliver what it is they've said they'll deliver and use the land or piece of land or the premises in the way they said they would for public benefit. Funding was the other issue that a lot of not-for-profits have trouble in sourcing. We would make, as far as we're concerned, every effort to keep the membership fees and other costs and charges that we might have to undertake, such as professional advice, to an absolute minimum while optimising on effectiveness. The whole point is to make this affordable and acceptable to community groups so that they can take things forward. And there would be an independent monitoring by a third-party group, which we would intend to set up from looking at the transparency and accountability side of things. Also proposed that funding sourced by our contacts would be, on behalf of members, would be deposited into a fund managed by a qualified and independent third party. A lot of the community groups are new. They don't have track record. And we have understood that the funders, as well as those receiving the funding, might find it easier if it was deposited with a third party and administered by a third party, so that accountability and transparency is completely open, and there's no issues about discussion about how people are using the money they've been given. And Collaborate Hong Kong would have separate funding for its own administration. That would be nothing to do with the money we help source for projects. Hopefully, all three parties to this collaboration would see benefit. We hope we could make best use of existing legislation from government and enhance administrative effectiveness. We also would hope it would reduce pressure on government to provide all public benefit services, because quite a lot could be provided, if they're a small scale, by neighbourhood groups within a neighbourhood. They know what they need, they know what they're missing, and as long as they could get help and source a site or some premises, a lot of people are very happy to help provide that. And we'd also look at hope the government would provide public space without extra resources, and create community character and sharing. It might help foster a general sort of social content, perhaps. Private sector, well, basically, they'd be looking for advice from the private sector and funding and fostering corporate social responsibility. They would be very valuable in providing business skills to some of these groups who know what they want, they know what they wish to deliver, but really have got no business experience in actually undertaking that, and will be very grateful that experience, and hopefully winning public trust again. And civil society, of course, contributing to community development, community empowerment, encourage social ideas and innovation, diversify community group funding, and sort of make sure it went to funders, resource things they're interested in, and make sure that projects do get funding as far as we can, and stimulating community group responsibility. We don't have specific target groups, except that they must be not-for-profit and attain community support. We've mentioned district councils and district officers. They do need to get their community support through public engagement and talking to the people in charge, and generate social benefit. But otherwise, they can be new groups, more mature groups, big groups. We find that some of them who are looking at new projects still need the professional expertise, and really going to professional companies is great when you know exactly what it is you need, but when you're looking for very, very general advice, a pro bono or what we call a low bono advice is very helpful to make your focus you on what it is you really need to do. And so we're beginning to launch now pilot projects to make sure that the system works practically, realistically, and can be taken forward in a helpful and streamlined way. Now, we've got one ongoing. An application went in today, which we will show you. We hope we'll do another two or three next year, and then hopefully that would build up in 2020. We could possibly get 10 going and just see how things build up. We do need to develop certain systems ourselves, but on the other hand, we need to make sure those systems work with the projects and the community groups that are looking for the help. And this is the first one.
Yes, 呢個係盛旺街嘅社區客廳，咁就呢個咧係喺我哋嘅三月嘅工作坊咧，其中一班嘅街坊咧諗出嚟，咁呢個咧喺盛旺街，盛旺街其實咧就係、大家記得 PMQ 啦 ，PMQ 嗰度上有條樓梯再上嘅，咁就以前係城隍廟，香港嘅城隍廟咧就喺嗰度，不過就拆咗啦。咁而家條街叫城隍街，咁嗰度咧有一個閒置嘅土地，咁就喺地政署攞出嚟咧，係800個閒置土地，就邀請公眾咧去申請其中一笪嚟嘅。咁有班街坊就話：好，我哋試下睇下呢個可以點樣用啦，咁樣。 咁佢哋諗咗個概念呢，就叫社區客廳。咁就係一啲公共空間啦，咁就去令到呢成個社區呢可以運用呢度呢，要嚟做各式各樣嘅一啲嘅社區嘅活動，例如一啲社區展覽啊，或者喺度呢可以一個休閒嘅地方啊，或者呢甚至喺度有啲環保嘅交換舊物嘅一啲嘅活動啊，咁樣。咁佢哋喺最初開始就係呢個喺工作坊嘅時候呢孕育呢個嘅構思出嚟。咁跟住呢佢哋做咗唔少嘅公共嘅公眾嘅諮詢嘅。佢哋喺嗰度呢就請啲街坊嚟俾意見啦。咁你見到呢就喺由8月19號開始呢，佢哋做咗一系列嘅活動呢，係諮詢公眾，咁就問公眾想呢個空間呢係要嚟點用嘅。咁就攞咗公眾意見咧，佢哋開始咧就去做一啲基本嘅一啲嘅設計啦，咁就例如呢度嘅公共空間設計啊，或者所謂叫 street furniture 啦，即係街喺嗰個空間裏面嘅一啲台台凳凳啊，或者咧係綠化呢啲咁樣嘅工作。咁呢個呢就佢哋今日呢就已經係將一個佢哋嘅申請書呢就送入咗去地政署啦。咁就石塘街街坊呢，佢哋相信呢細嘅工作或者一個細嘅項目呢，其實呢可以對個社區呢係一個有一個大嘅正面嘅影響嘅。咁大致就係咁樣啦。咁如果大家對於呢、這個有興趣呢，你可以scan 呢個 QR code， 咁呢就可以 download 我哋一個完全嘅我哋成個嘅報告書㗎啦。咁大致係咁，係。
好，唔該晒阿 Margaret 同埋 Chris 同我哋介紹呢、這個Collaborate Hong Kong 嘅 initiative。咁我相信佢唔係淨係 focus 在海濱嘅土地嘅，其實都好多其他嘅閒置空間啊，咁佢哋都會即係希望可以協助到我哋，即係更加好咁樣利用即係啲城市空間啊。咁睇下委員有冇一啲嘅 comment 或者係問題想問啊 Margaret 同埋 Chris。Yes， 啊 Bernadette。
主席，我想都如果你容許，我想借助呢個場合呢，其實對於Collaborate Hong Kong 呢個構思呢，政府係表示非常感謝亦都非常支持嘅。咁其實因為過去我估喺嗰個土地工作小組供應小組嗰個辯論嗰度呢，其實好多時都有朋友提出話，好多百福嘅呢啲閒置用地擺喺度，點解唔用嚟起樓啊？咁其實我哋都三番四次去解釋，其實呢一啲嘅閒置用地，如果能夠起得樓嘅，我相信我哋第一時間都將會攞咗去嚟做發展。但當然我唔排除時移世易，當我哋經過一段嘅時間，譬如交通改善咗啦，會唔會個別嘅地塊又有翻呢一個發展潛力呢？我哋唔排除嘅。但係而家嚟睇咧，的確大部分呢啲地塊咧，唔係話可以用嚟做大型發展房屋嘅地塊。我相信即係Chris 同阿 Margaret 大家都有呢一個嘅體會啦。而我哋一路都希望提出嘅就話，雖然唔係用嚟做發展起房屋，但其實都可以支援好多我哋叫做民間智慧嘅項目嘅。咁不過過去政府喺呢方面呢，的確嗰個支援，或者因為我哋嘅工作嘅優次嘅問題啦，由政府去提出呢係唔多嘅。我哋早前開始咗有幾個方面嘅動作啦，一個就係將呢啲資料呢更加透明，目的就希望多啲呢啲民間智慧，起碼佢有嗰個資料去識得有乜嘢地塊佢可以諗呢。第二呢就係較早前財政預算案就提出咗會預留10億元呢俾我哋即係成立一個即係撥款啦。當有一啲呢啲民間智慧嘅項目得到地政總署原則上嘅支持，可以俾一個短期租約佢，咁其實可能佢需要搭建一啲嘅 簡單嘅構築物，又或者翻新嗰一個空置校舍。咁我哋希望呢一個十億元嘅撥款咧，係幫得上手嘅。咁呢個就係早前我哋提出咗嘅一個即係新嘅構思，而短期內我哋希望咧係可以去到立法會嗰度咧係攞呢一個撥款嘅。所以點解政府話對於今次有呢一個 platform， 其實係一個好合適嘅時候，有呢個 platform 出嚟嘅。咁我相信日後我哋嘅工作都會同 Collaborate Hong Kong 喺呢度咧，係大家互相呼應啦。但係當然，如果我留意到 Collaborate Hong Kong 你哋支援嘅項目，未必一定係需要呢個十億元嗰個嘅撥款嘅，因為可能你哋有唔同嘅支援嘅來源啦。但係如果需要到呢個撥款，或者呢個撥款可以幫手嘅時候咧，到時我相信按翻嗰個機制，我哋都會同政府同你哋喺嗰度有一個溝通嘅空間嘅。
OK， 好，唔該 Bernard。其他有其他委員，Yes Kelly。
Thank you, Chairman. Very much appreciate the initiative of the Collaborate Hong Kong. Just wondering, out of the more than 800 pieces of properties or lands that has been identified, are there any locations that are related to the harbourfront, or you know, a bit more specific to our members here's interest, you know, to move forward for any actions that we may be able to take in to speed up the usage of the land, for example, you know. So just appreciate if there is any more information about that. Thank you.
Oh, 唔該 Kelly. Ivan.
好多謝主席，其實我啱啱就係想跟進阿 Kelly 嚟講咧，根據 Chris 頭先嘅 presentation， 有五幅呢啲有閒置地咧，就喺咗我個範圍裏面，即、就、係、是、Hong Kong Island 嘅 Harbourfront。咁所以咧，我哋都好主動請阿 Chris 咧，即係好熟嘅，佢有我電話噶啦，咁可以即係喺各方面提供多啲資料，同埋我諗 Harbourfront Commission 係好樂意喺我哋能力範圍之內協助點樣去更加有效地令到呢啲閒置地方係可以更加配合到我哋嗰個宗旨。咁因為喺大主席今日開始講緊，就係我哋都有個 brainstorming 嘅 section， 咁其實都有一個初步嘅共識，就係希望Harbourfront Commission 喺未來都能夠主動啲，睇下有邊啲切合返我哋呢、這個mandate， 能夠同個香港社會做多啲、做快啲嘅嘢。咁所以我希望 Chris 可唔可以會後啦，即係再多啲聯繫我哋，睇下可以點樣推進呢樣嘢，係快啲可以令到呢啲閒置空地更加惠及我哋嘅市民。唔該，主席。
好，唔該。好，其他委員，如果冇嘅就Chris 同埋 Margaret 有冇回應？
Read the sites around the harbourfront. There are about 10. We know where they are, we know what they are. To be honest, most of them are very small and rather off the waterfront, but within our area. Obviously, we will have a look at them and we'll talk to, you know, try and talk to the Commission and members and HO about how these might be practical, realistic to use, because they're there, and if we can make use of them, we should be making use of them, and then come back and try and, you know, have ideas and as you say, brainstorm again with what we might do with them and how we might bring them together. Some of them are very small, as Chris mentioned, and it may be that we could string them together in some way. They're not actually sites you could use much on their own, but there's all sorts of ideas of things we might be able to do with them. Some are of a better size and are definitely more worth exploring further. But obviously we're looking at other sites as well off the waterfront, but we did, because we wanted to bring this to HC and make sure we did know, and there are these sites and we will investigate them further.
好，
是好多謝今日會員嘅意見同埋你哋嘅提問啦。咁尤其是就話 Ivan 提到呢，就關於香港島呢，我哋會後會盡快同佢聯絡，咁就睇下我哋有咩可以一齊做嘅。
好啊，好，唔該晒。咁我諗推動佢又有嘢，集八喎。Ken
唔好意思啊，主席。其实我想即系 appreciate 你，因为我正正就系有个 as 一个 NGO， 我正正就系有个经验，自己去申请，过程系极度痛苦嘅，亦都未必搞掂。但系其实 government department 亦都已经俾咗，即系亦都俾咗好多 support。但系喺中间实际有太多 technical 嘅嘢，真系需要即系帮手。可能我哋都可以再倾下。唔该，主席。
好欢迎同我哋联络，尽快系。
好，唔该晒，唔该晒。咁啊，嗱，我哋其中一个 Harbour Planning Principle 咧，都系关于推动社区参与嘅，吓、啊、咁，所以即系我谂，即系呢一方面咧，就我哋都有个共同愿景，咁都希望系可以多啲即系社区嘅 participation， 吓、啊、去 facilitate 好啲，啊，尽快可以令到我哋一啲嘅海滨嘅公共空间咧，即系可以系即系俾到个社会享用，吓、啊、咁呢、這个即系。我相信即係唔使點總結啦，即係Collaborate Hong Kong 呢個 initiative， 我哋大家都係即係 welcome 啊，支持你哋，好嘛 ？OK， 好咁多謝Chris 同埋 Margaret。